weekend. Really quick, before we start, I just wanted to say thank you for being here, and thank you for taking this time for yourself to be here. You're probably here because you're struggling with something, or you need to pick me up. And if this is true, you should really be proud of the fact that you took the step to set a second aside for yourself, to have a moment, to take a breath, and listen to something that might help. You more than likely spend a lot of time and effort taking care of other people, whether it be at work, with customers, or other employees, or at home with your family. You deserve to take this time for yourself to unwind, maybe feel your feels a little bit. I'm really glad that you're here. Make sure you go follow my page on Instagram at The Anxious Aquarius. Send me a message with any topic requests or just to say hi. I love hearing from you guys. I also have a link in my bio where you can support this podcast in order to keep it ad-free, if you so choose to. Today I wanted to talk about change. Good change, bad change, why we resist it, and also how to start creating the change that we want to see in our lives. So first and foremost, let's talk about why we resist change, period. The good and the bad. Have you ever noticed that? For obvious reasons, we resist bad change, but also in one way or another, we resist good change as well. And I bet hearing that, you might be thinking, no, I don't do that. Why would I resist good change? And that might be true. If it is, let me know your secrets. But resisting good change can look like being super nervous about something, even though you want it so badly, and telling yourself you're probably going to ruin it, or going as far as to self-sabotage and purposely ruin something good before it gets the chance to happen, because you feel like it's going to be ruined anyways, so you might as well do it before you get too happy. So why do we do that? Let's get a little scientific now, okay? We're going to talk about our brains and the caveman days for a sec. The amygdala, it's a very big word, the amygdala is the part of our brain that interprets change as a threat. And its job is to release the hormones for fight or flight mode. So it's that rush of energy you get when you almost get into a wreck, or you get scared by something. Our bodies are designed to keep us alive. Its whole purpose, its main goal, is to keep us alive and to reproduce, but that's another talk for another day. Our bodies do millions of actions a day inside of us without any effort or even our realizing it, that is even happening, just to keep us alive. There was a point in humanity that we refer to as our caveman days. Back then, we solely relied on our body's learned behavior to keep us alive. We woke up, we hunted for our food, we ate, we reproduced to guarantee our species survival, and we slept. And when change happened, this was a threat to our survival. Anything unknown and unfamiliar was dangerous, possibly. We didn't know if the slightest change meant that we wouldn't have food for a week, or if it meant we would get a lot of food that week. All we knew was that change could possibly mean that we wouldn't be surviving. We still have those primal instincts ingrained in our DNA. Change can feel so scary, to the point that even when it seems like a good change, sometimes we don't want to risk finding out. we're comfortable with not having good change because it means we don't run the risk of possibly having bad change. We would rather sometimes not have something good happen to us than risk something bad happening to us. Doesn't that sound so sad? It is super important to listen to your body's cues about danger and feeling uneasy about something. So I'm not telling you to listen to those quotes you see on Pinterest that say something like, be afraid and do it anyways. In all aspects of your life, at least. I mean, if you're walking alone at night and you want to take a shortcut, but you see a creepy person walking your way, don't be afraid and do it anyways in that scenario. Don't listen to that quote. But there are times where putting yourself out there and taking a logical risk would benefit you, even if it doesn't end how you would like it to. It could end better than you imagined, or it could end worse, and you could learn from it and be better next time. Because if you look back to all the times it did end worse than you thought, more than likely it wasn't your last opportunity, or a better one came along. So you're glad it didn't happen. Although this is just a reminder to tell yourself when you're going through the hard part, I'm not saying that going through bad or hard change should feel good and positive, because it won't. It sucks in the middle of it. We are not about toxic positivity here. I'm definitely not saying that you should go through hard shit with a smile on your face and not take a second to cry and feel defeated. But even though it sucks, reminders like this are a good way of beginning to cope. I think that as hard as things can be sometimes, we are usually the ones making them harder by resisting that they're even happening. Once something bad happens in life, like a breakup, a lost job, or a financial hit, we spend so much time in denial that it's even happening. And then the cycle of panic, once you realize that you can't deny it anymore, which leads to the anger and the grieving stages. And then we take good action. When if we just practice catching ourselves at the beginning, to sit with those feelings and allow them to come, and to let ourselves feel sad or feel angry, whatever it may be, and then allowing those feelings to pass, we could get through to taking the good action a lot quicker, saving us so much energy that we would have spent resisting reality. So, going back to being afraid of good changes that seem scary or undeserving, something that I learned the hardest is to let go of expectations. That is really, really hard to do. I still am not a master of it. I still struggle with it, but I try to remind myself not to decide what something should be. I'm not saying to have the kind of attitude like, oh, I'm not going to get excited about something until it actually happens and then I'll get excited. No, definitely get excited. I mean, just don't put all of your soul's investment into it right away or decide that something should be a certain way just because change isn't as good as you imagined it would be. Doesn't mean that it isn't still good change. Allowing things to be as they are and not as you want them to be is one of the greatest tools when it comes to accepting change. So let's take relationships for example. Having expectations for how you should be treated and want to treat others is essential in a relationship. That's boundaries, and boundaries are very, very important. having expectations for how the person in your relationship is supposed to give love and want to be loved is resisting what you cannot change. You cannot change how a person was created to love and be loved, what their needs are and what their needs aren't. It's something that can be taught and maybe altered a little bit, but never something that can come as first nature to them. It will always feel forced, never natural, and it shouldn't be. The more you allow things to be as they are, the less resistance you'll feel. So, how do we start to put this into practice? The next time you feel a change coming on, when you feel that fight or flight kick in, remind yourself of whatever key phrase might work best for you. My favorite phrase of choice is always to tell myself to stop and sit with this. This reminds me to stop my thought where I'm at, stop overthinking right where I'm at, and sit with it. When I sit with something, the first thing I ask myself is, where is this coming from? What is the true reason that I'm feeling this? Not the surface reason, excuse that I'm telling myself, but the real reason underneath. Once you find that reason, be logical with it. If that reason is, the last time I went through this change, it was awful at first, but then it got better, I just don't want to go through that awful part again. Be logical. What did you learn from the first time that can help you make this time get through it faster, make it less painful? If the reason is, this is a great opportunity, but I'm comfortable where I'm at, and I don't think I deserve that, I don't think I'll be able to be who I need to be in order to deserve it, stop and sit with it. Be logical so that your mind doesn't wander away. Why would I not deserve this if it's being presented to me? I'm allowed to be new at something. I'm allowed to suck at something for a little bit and get better. And also, the only person saying who I think I need to be is me. I'm the one telling myself I'm not good enough. And now I'm going to let go of the unrealistic expectations that I just set for myself. I'll do my best, and I'll let it happen as it should. You won't wake up one day and be perfect at this. It will always be a practice, but the practice will get easier. And the best part about a practice is that if you ever lose it, you can always jump right back on when you're ready. Listen to your body. Pay attention to the emotions that your body is using. And decide if it's just your body trying to keep you alive because it doesn't realize what century we're in, or if it's actually something you should be afraid of. The more you practice, the stronger this intuition will be. So, to wrap this up before I make it way too long, thank you again for being here and for taking this time for yourself. Make sure you head over to my Instagram page to follow along and talk to me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about what you want to hear about. Have a great week. Don't forget to listen to your body. Until next time, bye.